This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to recognize a fact about our constitutional system. Yes, we have a right to freedom of speech, to have the government stay out of efforts to shut us down, but there is no right to bully and harass. That's something that presidents of some of the leading colleges and universities in the country have not learned, or at least not internalized. There were unbelievable hearings today of embarrassing nature. We will get back to that in just a moment. But the idea that there is no right to bully and harass, that's the title of the most recent column by David Frum, a former White House aide to President George W. Bush, a best-selling author of 10 books. He is also a staff writer for The Atlantic and part of their special issue in what a Trump second term would look like. David wrote a piece called The Danger Ahead. David, congratulations on both of these important contributions to public discussion.
Thank you so much, and what a pleasure to be back on the show.
Well, it's great to have you. One of the points that you make is that President Trump, and this is according to everyone who knows him, everyone who is close to him, and even to his allies, he has spent a great deal of time concerned with defending himself from, what is it, a total of 91 charges for which he's been indicted, federal, state, local, all over the place. He's concerned about winning some of these court battles. Why is it safe to assume that among his first priorities as president would not necessarily be the border or even drilling for oil, as he said last night to Sean Hannity, but his very first priority would be to stop the prosecutions that are ongoing against him? Isn't that job one for a new Trump administration?
He'll have no choice about that. So it'll be January 2025, and let's assume that Donald Trump emerges from the electoral process as the next president. He's got two sets of federal charges, two sets of state charges, criminal charges. He's also facing a New York State civil action against his companies that could leave his companies completely dissolved. So, and he's going to be... those charges are filed. They may be a trial. He may already have been convicted of one or two of them. He may already be facing the sentencing phase of his trials. There's no rule that says a president who's been convicted of a crime, if you're convicted of a crime, you can't be president. People have run for president from prison, and if they'd won, they presumably would have been president in prison. So that's going to be his number one problem. So what he's going to have to do when he takes over is find some way to shut all of that down, either by firing prosecutors or giving orders to the Department of Justice to stop the cases or pardoning himself. And those are actions that during Watergate led Richard Nixon to being forced out of office, the president using his power to stop a legal proceeding.
Okay, what you say from Trump himself and the people around him, we have a fair idea of the second Trump administration's immediate priorities. Number one, stop all federal and state cases against Trump, criminal and civil. Number two, pardon and protect those who tried to overturn the 2020 election on Trump's behalf. Now, does that mean all those people who were part of the J6 choir for the best-selling record album that President Trump released?
Trump's often said he's going to pardon everybody. One of the questions he's going to face is, will he pardon himself? You know, the Constitution doesn't say much about this question. It gives the president the pardon power. It mentions that in two different places in the Constitution. But it doesn't say anything about can the president pardon himself. And so Trump is going to try it. But just I want people to think about what this means. If a president can pardon himself for a federal crime, that means a president president in a bad mood and pick up a pistol, walk to the first lady's bedroom, shoot her dead, and pardon himself. Now, that can't be right. But an even more crazy result is if a president can pardon himself, it means that the vice president can get a pistol, walk into the Oval Office, shoot the president dead, become president, and pardon himself. Now, people say, well, Congress could impeach him and maybe even remove him, and I'm sure they would under those circumstances. But still, there'd be no criminal liability for the murder of the first lady or the murder of a president by the vice president. Those answers cannot be right, and so the president can't have that power.
This idea of the vice president killing the president sounds like an idea for your next novel.
It's too farcical. It's too silly. It's too absurd. It can't be true. These are the kinds of debates we're going to have. You know, and so when you say, what do you worry about in the second Trump term? I wrote before the first Trump term about the risk of President Trump abusing power and trying to build a more authoritarian presidency. But I'll tell you, as we face the second Trump term, I'm worried about chaos. I'm worried about a breakdown of the presidential power. I'm worried about the United States being convulsed with these arguments. You know, we face a world of incredible dangers. Venezuela is trying to annex half the country next door in order to steal its oil fields. China, Iran, the horrors in the Middle East, Ukraine. And we will be helpless because the person who's in charge of all of these problems will be consumed with his own legal problems.
And what do you make of the fact that he says that his talk about being a dictator for one day is only a good humor joke?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, Trump often workshops some of his worst ideas as kind of jokes. I mean, look, part of his appeal is he's got this, he does have a great comedic timing and a comedic beat. I mean, you often think he should be at the Friars Club in 1962. He's got that old fashioned sense. And it reminds you of the way people used to make jokes in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And then when he's trying on a really scary new idea, he does it in that same kind of Borscht Belt idiom. And then when people say, that's scary, he's, oh, no, he can walk. That was just a joke. I was making everybody laugh. But he's thinking about it pretty obviously.
Do you think he's thinking about pulling America out of NATO seriously?
He tried that in the first term. But, you know, you don't have to go through the mechanics of pulling the United States out of NATO. All you have to do is say, as he said when he was running for president in 2016, say it as president, if Russia attacks Estonia, I won't defend Estonia. Well, the whole NATO, it comes down to the president. That if Russia does attack Estonia and Estonia attacks Article 5, yes, it's supposed to be the United States that helps Estonia, but it means the president. The president gives the orders, and if the president omits to do that, Estonia doesn't get defended and NATO's dead.
You also say that one of the things that Trump would list as a priority for a new term would be to send the Department of Justice into action against Trump adversaries and critics, including?
Yes. Including General Milley, the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including former President Biden, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions is one of his targets.
Bill Barr, list. Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Bill Barr, that's right, yeah. And so he's got a long list of these people. Now, what will happen in reality is half the Department of Justice will resign. And what will happen in reality when he starts telling the military to do things is generals will resign. I mean, he's going to give the military orders that are illegal. You've heard people say on air Trump would invoke the Insurrection Act.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't understand is the Insurrection Act was a law passed during the George Washington administration. Before there was an FBI, before there was any professional police, at that time the United States had militias at the state level and an army. And the Insurrection Act of the George Washington administration said, if the local militias fail, it's possible to use the army because that's the only thing we've got. But since the George Washington administration, there are a lot of laws passed about what the military can and cannot do. And they make it pretty clear, the military can't act as a police force.
Okay, we will act as a police force just in terms of timing and move over to the question of a right, a constitutional right to bully and harass. This came up with the college presidents today. We'll have more with David Frum of The Atlantic magazine coming up on The Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
On the Michael Medved show, not quite in the spirit of the holiday season, but maybe you could say it's in the spirit of Hanukkah, which begins Thursday night. It begins tomorrow night is the first night of Hanukkah. But Hanukkah is about basically standing up to corrupt, arbitrary authority, and authority that... Basically, at its very core, was anti-Semitic a long time ago. And today, there is a confrontation ongoing, today and yesterday. Presidents of University of Pennsylvania, Harvard, and MIT were answering questions from members of the House, and they were asked a very tough question. I'm sitting with David Frum of Atlantic Magazine, former White House aide to President Bush, George W. Bush. David, is this a very, very tough question for people to answer if you were asked, does your university rule allow people calling publicly for genocide of Jewish people? Is that a complicated question?
You wouldn't think, but in fact it was. And three university presidents weren't able to answer it. And they're obviously highly intelligent people. They're obviously highly credentialed people. So you have to ask, if you can't answer such a straightforward question, what's stopping you? And the answer is that at universities and in many other progressive spaces in the art world and so on, there is a culture of ritualized, performed, symbolic violence against Jews and Jewish people, Jewish places. That's the way the game is done. And the university presidents know that if they had said, if they'd answered straightforwardly to these questions, they would have been condemning powerful institutions on their own campuses and creating internal trouble for themselves when they got back home.
What powerful institutions on their own campuses?
Well, there is, when you see people behaving in these outrageous ways against you, you think, well, where do they get these ideas from? I mean, these ideas, this behavior doesn't come from nowhere. It comes from the curriculum. It comes from the way people think. It comes from the way the whole university system is set up to advantage some and disadvantage others. Let me give you two examples, both from MIT. In 2021, MIT invites a distinguished but young climate scientist to give a lecture about new developments in climate science. This is going to be a very big thing in this guy's career, and he accepts very eagerly. Then it emerges that in a completely other context, he had written an article saying he disapproves of affirmative action in admissions, a position held by a majority of Americans. And it's not an extreme or outrageous place, and he didn't publish it anywhere weird. He is disinvited from the university, from the lecture, because the university says, our commitment to this principle is so strong that even if it's got nothing to do with your lecture on climate science, you're disinvited. So 2 years later, at MIT, there's a pro-Palestinian demonstration, and they break one of the most important rules that MIT has, which is no protesting at the main gate to the university. MIT is located in a busy urban area. Traffic is a real consideration. You can't disrupt the entrance to the university. That's a rule. The Palestinian students violate the rule. They're warned, if you continue to violate it, you will face suspension. They continue to violate it, and they are threatened with suspension. Being suspended for a non-academic offense means that if you're a foreign national, you risk losing your visa. So you're a foreign national, and the university then backs down. It does not enforce its own rule because it says we don't want to risk the visas of these pro-Palestinian students. So a professor is punished for violating no rule, and students are protected for violating one of the clearest rules the university has got. It's baked into the system that the rules don't depend on what you do, they depend on who you are.
That's a remarkable contrast. What do you think about the headline says donors and alumni demand that Penn's president resign over remarks at the hearing? The problem with that is, was she any worse than Claudine Gay, the new president of Harvard? They all seemed utterly incapable of answering any of these questions.
I don't know that one was worse than the other. I didn't watch every minute of the hearings. But I do think that till now, university presidents have had a clear set of incentives, that there are a lot of things they do that they privately think are kind of dumb. But they know, look, if I do it, I will be safe. And if I don't do it, I will be in trouble. And so I think one of the things that is happening in this as this behavior has become so extreme on campuses is university presidents are facing, hey, the larger world is paying attention, and you can't just appease your most extreme internal constituencies. You have a national constituency, too. So you have to, and so I think it's the only way to get real change, because these universities can't generate change from within. That's pretty obvious.
You were talking about off the air, and I hope you'll be able to talk about it on the air, about your son, who is at university, and you can say where if you want to. but about your son who is actually striking out against some of this hypocrisy.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about it. He went to Swarthmore, which is a small liberal arts college in Pennsylvania, and with very, very liberal sensibility. He's not at all a political person. He's interested in sports mostly, and he does. He produces podcasts on true crime. He's not a political person. But he got a letter from his university president saying, you know, you've probably heard about some pretty extreme activity. We can't do anything about it because of our deep commitment to freedom of speech at Swarthmore. And so he wrote the president a letter and said, when I was there for 4 years, let me just itemize the ways in which people I knew were punished or prevented from speaking freely. We have no culture of free speech. So, you know, if you can punish frats for advertising certain kinds of parties in ways you don't like, how is it you can't stop or do something? How come the right calls for genocides of Jews, those are protected by free speech? 2-for-1 margarita night, not protected by free speech, but kill the Jews, protected by free speech.
Did he get a response?
He did not get a response. Not yet.
Swarthmore is a small school. By the way, do you remember the one presidential nominee who was a proud graduate of Swarthmore College?
Oh, you're going to stump me.
It's Michael Dukakis. Remember him?
I do, but like that. Okay, I pay a lot of money for Michael Dukakis.
Much of this.
William Henry Harrison, you know.
Right. Well, he was only there for a month, so easy to forget. David, what's next? You're working on a memoir.
Oh yeah, my next articles for the Atlantic. I've got two coming up in quick succession. One is going to be about how if the price of saving aid to Ukraine and saving aid to Israel and saving aid to allies in the Pacific is for the Democrats to yield to the Republicans on immigration reforms that they say they want, why don't you yield to the Republicans on immigration reforms you say you want? I get that it's a bad habit to yield on completely unrelated matters, but if that's the price of saving Ukraine, maybe you should pay it.
Well argued, as always. David Frum will link to his most recent two articles and more coming up on the MedVed Show about the confrontation between Republicans in the House and college presidents. Coming up.
The Michael MedVed Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Former Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy announced he is resigning from Congress at the end of the year. McCarthy's departure follows an historic event where he became the first Speaker of the House to be removed from power during their congressional term. President Biden underscored the critical need for additional USA to Ukraine, cautioning that the country could face dire consequences without it.
Congress needs to pass supplemental funding for Ukraine before they break the holiday resources. Simple as that.
Speaking from the White House, Biden expressed apprehension that failure to provide sufficient aid might lead to a situation where U.S. troops could potentially engage with Russian forces. Tonight, the fourth Republican presidential debate scheduled to take place at 7 p.m. Eastern at the University of Alabama. Frontrunner Donald Trump once again will not be participating, resulting in only four candidates sharing the stage. John Schaefer, USA News.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, one of the headlines from today coming up is during questions from Stefanik, that's Elise Stefanik, the third-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives, presidents of Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, which was founded, by the way, by Benjamin Franklin. So, I mean, Penn has some noble traditions and a president who doesn't seem to remember them. But and MIT, those three universities, all refused to condemn calls for genocides of Jews. Now, I thought this was over, that the idea of defending genocide against Jewish people kind of ended up in the scrap heap of history based upon the experience of Adolf Hitler. And it is unbelievable that we've come to this situation. Elise Stefanik is very aggressive and very effective in her line of questioning here. Listen.
Ms. McGill, at Penn, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's rules or code of conduct? Yes or no?
If the speech turns into conduct, it can be harassment. Yes.
I am asking, specifically calling for the genocide of Jews, does that constitute bullying or harassment?
If it is directed and severe or pervasive, it is harassment.
So the answer is yes.
It is a context-dependent decision, Congresswoman.
It's a context-dependent decision. That's your testimony today. Calling for the genocide of Jews is depending upon the context. That is not bullying or harassment. This is the easiest question to answer yes, Ms. McGill. So is your testimony that you will not answer yes?
If it is, if the speech
becomes, no.
If the speech becomes conduct, it can be harassment, yes.
Conduct meaning committing the act of genocide? The speech is not harassment? This is unacceptable, Ms. McGill. I'm going to give you one more opportunity for the world to see your answer. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Penn's code of conduct when it comes to bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
it can be harassment?
The answer is yes. And Dr. Gay, at Harvard, does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
It can be, depending on the context.
What's the context?
Targeted as an individual. Targeted as, at an individual.
It's targeted at Jewish students, Jewish individuals. Do you understand your testimony is dehumanizing them? Do you understand that dehumanization is part of antisemitism? I will ask you one more time. Does calling for the genocide of Jews violate Harvard's rules of bullying and harassment? Yes or no?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric.
And is it anti-Semitic rhetoric?
Anti-Semitic rhetoric when it crosses into conduct that amounts to bullying, harassment, intimidation, that is actionable conduct, and we do take action.
So the answer is yes, that calling for the genocide of Jews violates Harvard Code of Conduct, correct?
Again, it depends on the context.
It does not depend on the context. The answer is yes, and this is why you should resign. These are unacceptable answers across the board.
It is unbelievable. Why couldn't they say yes? And to say that, and what they would could then go on to say is that the specific chants that actually do amount to calling for the genocide of Jews, like the only solution, Intifada, revolution, there was a genocidal quality to the previous two Intifadas because it was aimed at Jewish people and thousands were killed. And again, if she had asked the question, if someone is doing chants and posting signs with slogans that called for genocide against gay people or genocide against black people, what about that? I mean, because there's a special sensitivity to Jews because the major victims of the greatest genocide in human history, a third of the Jews in the world during the Holocaust were killed. They were murdered. And you're talking about millions of people. People know very famously, 6 million people of 18 million Jews who were alive in the world at that time before the Holocaust. So there's sensitivity. The better analogy here would be, would it violate Harvard's code of conduct to go up to a black organization or social club or just a even a black group of friends and to start chanting, back to slavery, back to slavery? Well, what do you think would happen? I mean, do you think there would be any hesitation in the president of the university actually responding to that more effectively? I mean, this is an unbelievable situation. It is an unbelievable situation. And then meanwhile, when you talk about an unbelievable situation, there's the latest from the squad. Because with all of the other challenges and difficulties we have and the inability to get some kind of compromise at least or some kind of satisfaction for some of the Republican demands, which are positive and reasonable about tightening security at the border and more effective policing of the border to prevent illegal entries into this country, why can't you do that and then authorize the money for Ukraine, which the whole world knows that we need to provide, and the money for Israel, which is waging a war against the one of the most deadly terror organizations of the current moment? In the midst of that, Ayanna Pressley is concerned about voting rights. Not that voting rights aren't important, but what does it mean to her? It means giving criminals the right to vote. Yeah, really, listen. This is clip 7.
That's why we're here today, to introduce the Inclusive Democracy Act, a historic, brand new, first of its kind bill that will end the stain of felony disenfranchisement in America and guarantee the right to vote for incarcerated and formerly incarcerated citizens. Our bill is a reflection of bold, progressive, democratic values. Because with Republicans and the Supreme Court stopping at nothing to undermine voting rights and to exclude black and brown folks from participating in our democracy, we must be just as relentless in protecting and expanding access to the ballot box, including for incarcerated citizens.
Okay, for people who are currently incarcerated, people who are in jail, should have the right to vote. What if they're in jail for hate crimes? What if they're in jail for hate crimes against the black and brown people that you say you are representing? Ayanna Pressley, the Congress lady from Massachusetts, member of the squad, also has to say that the age of Jim Crow is not behind us. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There is more, and also a question from the National Women's Law Center president, who says that female athletes should learn to lose gracefully to biological men. Now, how does she maintain her position as president of the National Women's Law Center? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Wake up, people!
The Michael Medved Show.
Snap out of it!
Just when you...
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Actually, the idea of snow doesn't seem as frightful for the weather outside as the drenching rain that we've been subjected to. More than our share already this winter here in the Seattle area. Meanwhile, subscribe today to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of our past and future. We have a special series about lies, mistakes, and misunderstandings about the Middle East. And check it out, and you will be first in line to hear about big, great, substantial news regarding the Michael Medved Show. Just go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. We were listening before to Ayanna Pressley, the congresswoman from Massachusetts, who is a member of the so-called Squad, along with obviously Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the rest of them. In any event, she's talking about providing voting rights for incarcerated citizens and also for teenagers as young as 16. Is that what we need? Look, you don't have to go along with Vivek Ramaswamy, who wants to raise the voting age to 25, but lowering it to 16, why is that an appropriate step to take? If you think it is, by the way, if you're in favor of it, you can call 1-800-955-1776. She also says, Ayanna Pressley, that Jim Crow is not behind us. Listen.
The civil rights movement did not begin and end with Rosa taking a seat, John crossing a bridge, and Martin leading a march. We are still in the civil rights movement, and Jim Crow is not behind us. Jim Crow is not behind us when state legislatures and extremist courts act daily to disenfranchise us and to silence our votes. Jim Crow is not behind us when bills like the John Lewis Voting Rights Act are not the law of the land. And Jim Crow is not behind us when the former occupant of the White House can lead a violent insurrection and still run for president while nearly 5 million citizens can have a criminal record and not even cast a ballot. Jim Crow is not behind us. Our democracy is on the line, and the stakes could not be higher.
And let's understand that what Jim Crow involves is the idea that you can't ride in the same train car as somebody of a different race. You can't ride on the same bus. You can't go to a different restaurant. And Jim Crow is behind us because we have a whole body of civil rights legislation, most of which was initially passed under a Republican president, Dwight Eisenhower, much of it before Lyndon Johnson, with Republican help and support, helped to put an end to Jim Crow, to make it illegal. And by the way, is it Jim Crow to say that biological men shouldn't compete in female athletics? The president of the National Women's Law Center, whose name is Goss Graves, says that female athletes have to get used to losing. Can you believe it? Here's what she had to say.
Success in school sports depends on a whole range of factors, including how hard you work and coaching and access to really good resources and facilities. And trans students participate in sports for the same reason as their kids, because it is fun, because it creates belonging and community, because it teaches so much about persistence and leadership and discipline, unless they learn to lose gracefully, hopefully, and often they learn to win with dignity, hopefully. They learn to do the sort of work that means you have higher grades and stay connected to school. I want every kid to have that chance, to have the chance to play.
Okay, again, to say that people play with the biological gender that they are, it does not take away their right to play. It any more than it takes away the right of people who are openly and cis female to go ahead and say we want to compete with males in sports. That doesn't happen very much. Speaking of competing and sports and more, the Senate, in a single stroke yesterday, approved 425 military promotions after Senator Tommy Tuberville, a former football coach at Auburn, Senator Tuberville of Alabama, ended a months-long blockade of nominations over his opposition to a Pentagon abortion policy. Tuberville had been under pressure from members of both sides of the political aisle to end his holds, as senators complained about the toll it was taking on service members and their families and on military readiness. President Joe Biden called the Senate's action long overdue and said that the military confirmations should never have been held up. In the end, this was all pointless. Senator Tuberville and the Republicans who stood with him needlessly hurt hundreds of service members and military families and threatened national security. He was objecting to a Pentagon policy which none of the people who were blocked by him had anything to do with. They didn't favor that policy. They didn't shape it. They were just literally good soldiers and waiting for their promotions to go through. Senator Tuberville, outside the Capitol building, spoke about his very belated, but finally it's there, willingness to step aside and allow promotions to go through for 425 Army and Navy and Marine Corps officers. Here's Senator Tuberville.
It was pretty much a draw. I mean, they didn't get what they wanted. We didn't get what we wanted. And, you know, just, when they change the rules, it's hard to win. And so they changed the NDAA rules. We didn't get to fight for it to leave it in the Senate. And so just unfortunate the American people didn't get a voice.
Do you mind just stating what you said off camera real quick, just what's going to happen?
What just happened?
Yeah. Just like
well, we're going. I'm releasing everybody. I still got a hold on, I think, 11 four-star generals. Everybody else is completely released from me. Now, somebody else might, I think some a few other people got holds on one or two or three people. But other than that, it's over.
Thank
all right,
you.
Thank you.
Okay, basically, he said in another interview that we didn't get everything we wanted. What did you get that you wanted at all? I mean, this was entirely negative, and I think it made Republicans look incredibly bad. Incredibly bad. And most Republicans, including people like Lindsey Graham and John Thune and many others, had been begging Senator Tuberville to back off on this process. And it seems to me that it's glad that it turned out. He was adamant that he did the right thing for the unborn and for our military by fighting back against executive overreach. He expressed no regrets, but admitted we didn't get as much out of it as we wanted. He got nothing out of it. Because this had to do with an army policy, which I do think is a bad policy, which is offering to pay for people in uniform who need to travel from a state where abortion has been banned to another state where it's permitted. And it seems to me that that is a policy that is right to challenge. But then you can do something about it by focusing on that policy, not on punishing people who work their whole life to advance through the ranks and to actually serve their country. Okay, coming up tomorrow with 40 days until the Iowa caucuses. Isn't that incredible? There are a group of Trump voters who were surveyed by CNN who say they're looking for alternatives. We will get to that story next time on the Medved Show. And why is it that the president of South Korea, not South Korea, the dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, was crying visibly, publicly, in front of thousands of people because he said the women of his country aren't having enough children? And we'll talk to David Drucker of the Dispatch, who's going to be at the debate in Alabama tonight, starting at 5 p.m. Pacific time. It's a debate between the final four on the Republican side of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.